America's Energy Safety Net. Welcome to this audio issue of Porter's Daily Journal, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Issue number 44, volume number 3, Why Gas Prices Could Have Gone Even Higher, inside today's Daily Journal essay, America's Energy Safety Net, U.S. Treasury Yields Rise, Venture Global Gets Gas Into Italy, Google Gains Cloud Market Share. Chart of the Day, Core Natural Resources, today's mailbag. Editor's note, today, Porter turns the Daily Journal over to Andrew Lippmann, an analyst on Porter & Company's Distressed Investing. Andy details how the U.S.'s increasing energy independence has helped buffer it from great energy price shocks resulting from the war in Iran. Andy takes it from here. The U.S. is becoming more energy efficient. Domestic production of oil and gas has increased significantly over the last two decades, and because of this, oil price increases attributable to the war in Iran have been much lower than in conflicts past. Since the U.S. government's war against Iran began on February 28, the price of benchmark West Texas Intermediate crude has risen about 50%, from roughly $65 to $98 per barrel this morning, and the consumer felt it almost immediately at the pump, with the price of a gallon of gasoline shooting up by around $1, to $3.95 on average nationally. The cost of diesel fuel shot up even more, affecting truckers now and the price of food in the grocery store in a few months. The consensus in the financial press and in the financial markets is that higher energy costs will reduce economic growth in the near term, but they are unlikely to trigger a recession. Just 20 years ago, that was not the case. An economic shock of this magnitude might very well have been enough to do more damage to the economy than it has today. By historical standards, today's oil price rise, though painful at the gas pump, is relatively modest. For example, in October 1973, OPEC, the consortium of Arab and African countries that manages that region's oil market, declared a total embargo on oil sales to the U.S. 6 months later. By March 1974, when the embargo ended, the price of a barrel of oil had risen 400%, from $3 to $12 per barrel. This price increase led to 9% unemployment, a 48% decline in the stock market, and a recession that extended into 1975. After Iraq invaded Kuwait in 1990, the Gulf War that followed caused the price of oil to more than double, from $17 to $36 per barrel. This increase in energy costs, which had eventual effects on goods and services, led to 7.8% unemployment and a recession through April 1992. It is widely believed these events lost President George H.W. Bush re-election to the White House in 1992. In 2008, oil production was declining while worldwide demand was increasing. The Chinese economy was growing rapidly, more than 13% in 2007, and global economic growth was a solid 4.5%. This supply and demand imbalance caused the price of oil to more than double, rising from $60 per barrel in early 2008 to $143 per barrel in July 2008. This sharp increase in energy costs was one of the many factors responsible for the Great Recession of 2008 to 2009. The U.S. economy has become less energy intensive. Things are different now. The U.S. economy has become less energy intensive. The economic output per unit of oil or gas, as measured in dollars of gross domestic product, GDP, increased by an average of 1.3% annually from 1949 to 2001. If we look at the quarter century through 2024, energy has become 2.0% more efficient each year. The main reasons for this are advances in technology, which allow for more efficient machines and devices, lighter alloys, artificial intelligence, AI, is likely to turbocharge this process, a long-term increase in the portion of GDP attributed to services rather than to manufacturing. The implementation of energy efficiency standards in the U.S. and in much of the world. In the chart below, the blue line represents U.S. GDP, with 1990 set at 1. It shows that by the end of 2024, the U.S. economy was 2.2x greater than it was in 1990. This equates to annual growth of GDP averaging 2.4%. The green line represents the energy required for the U.S. economy to generate that GDP. The amount of energy required rose roughly 20% from 1990 to 2024, equating to a compound increase in energy use of roughly 0.5% per year. The brown line denotes the energy efficiency of the U.S. economy, the portion of economic growth not requiring additional energy. This doubled between 1990 and 2024, equating to a 2% compound annual increase. Said otherwise, it took about half as much energy to generate each dollar of GDP in 2024 as it did in 1990. The U.S. is providing its own energy needs. Not only is the economy more efficient, but the U.S. is also benefiting from increases in domestic energy production, which has accelerated greatly over the last decade. Though it had been heavily energy dependent for decades, beginning in 2019 the U.S. produced more energy than it consumed. Though the U.S. still imports certain grades of oil, for instance, heavy crude oil needed for certain refineries, its dependence on imported oil is a small and declining fraction of what it once was. Going forward, this big picture trend will yield increasing economic and strategic benefits for the U.S., the beneficiaries of energy efficiency. The combination of increasing energy efficiency and greater domestic energy production positions the U.S. economy for a stronger future, lessening the impact of global price shocks like the recent conflict-driven increases. This trend of energy independence provides a significant competitive advantage, particularly for traditionally power-hungry industries. Specifically, sectors like heavy manufacturing, steel manufacturing, and aluminum smelting stand to benefit substantially from more stable and relatively lower domestic energy costs compared to international competitors. The boost in electricity generation enabled by domestic supply will also be crucial for managing the exponential energy demands of data centers and the infrastructure supporting artificial intelligence, AI. Companies leading this charge, both in energy production and consumption efficiency, are poised for growth. For example, major domestic oil and gas producers, such as ExxonMobil, XOM, and Chevron, CVX, benefit directly from increased output. Meanwhile, utilities, like NextEra Energy, NEE, and Duke Energy, DUK, are positioned to meet rising electricity demand. Furthermore, manufacturers committed to efficiency and domestic sourcing, such as Nucor, NUE, in steel, and AI infrastructure developers, like Microsoft, MSFT, or Google, will find the new energy landscape a powerful economic boost. Tell us what you think. Porter Stansberry Direct at gmail.com, Andrew Lippman, Southampton, New York, presented by Jared Dillian Money. In this advertisement from our friends at Jared Dillian Money, former Lehman trader Jared Dillian reveals why he's positioned hard against one of Wall Street's most sacred asset classes. In 5 minutes a day, Jared's three-page The Daily Dirt Nap kept readers from being late to the late 2023 rate drop while higher for longer was still consensus and captured a contrarian South American trade that delivered triple-digit gains. Go here to see why he's taking the other side of one of Wall Street's sacred cows, and why Porter Stansberry calls him one of his top three favorite financial writers. Editor's note: this post is sponsored by our friends at Jared Dillian Money. We only accept advertising from publishers we know to offer well-researched ideas vetted by a legal team, excellent customer service, and reasonable refund policies. We do not, however, make any representations about their investment ideas, nor will we warrant them as equal to our own. Porter and Company also may disagree with the ideas presented by our sponsors, but we understand there's more than one way to skin a cat. With that said, you can check out what Jared is predicting by clicking here. Three things to know before we go. 1. U.S. Treasury yields are surging. This morning, the yield on the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury note rose above 4.45%, its highest level since July. As Porter noted in the Journal earlier this month, as 10-year yields rose above 4% following the beginning of the war with Iran, when Treasury yields rise during a global conflict, the market is saying the U.S. government is no longer a risk-free refuge, but a participant in the same inflationary fire as everyone else. That is not a bullish setup for the equity markets. 2. Another legal win for Venture Global. As part of an arbitration settlement with French electricity producer Edison, Venture Global, VG, will deliver shipments of liquefied natural gas, LNG, to Italy beginning in May. Edison and others sued Venture Global, alleging that it sold LNG from its Calcasieu Pass facility in Louisiana on the lucrative spot market before honoring its lower-price long-term contracts. The deal includes additional LNG deliveries to Europe beyond the original long-term contract with Edison. With Qatar Energy's Ras Laffan natural gas facility offline due to the war in Iran, and European buyers scrambling for non-Qatari supply, Venture Global's incremental Italian volumes couldn't be better timed. 3. Google gains on cloud infrastructure. While Amazon, AMZN, remains the market leader in cloud infrastructure with a 32% share, Google Cloud emerged as the fastest-growing player with a 50% year-over-year revenue increase, boosting its market share to 12%. To capitalize on this momentum, Alphabet, Google, has more than doubled its 2026 CapEx guidance for cloud to $185 billion, joining other hyperscalers in a massive investment race in this critical segment, which has expanded by more than 20% in the last 6 quarters. Chart of the day. Core Natural Resources, Corner. Complete investor recommendation. Core Natural Resources, Corner, hit a 52-week high today as global energy buyers moved to coal as a solution for the massive disruptions to supplies of liquefied natural gas, LNG, as a result of the war in Iran. Poll results. The S&P 500 in 1 month on Wednesday. We asked Daily Journal readers where they thought the S&P 500 would sit in 1 month, on April 25th, and the results are mixed. 46% of survey takers selected flat, while 43% chose deep correction. Just 11% of journal readers seem bullish at the moment, selecting bull run. Mailbag. In yesterday's Daily Journal, Tech Frontiers editor Erez Kalir wrote about the decline of the petrodollar system. Readers shared their thoughts. "We will be forced to face the music," Jerry C. writes. "I have said for over 20 years that when the petrodollar fails to dominate those transactions, our role as the reserve currency will fall, and we will be subjected to the same rules as any other country. And if it happens when we are sitting with a dramatically negative national net worth, as Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent recently acknowledged, then we will likely be forced to face the same music as countries like Argentina, Italy, Greece, Portugal, Spain. Let's hope that there really is all the gold we claim there is in Fort Knox." Looking over your shoulder in Investing Bill B writes, "Erez, thank you. This helps me understand what is happening. Let me share an analogy and explain why I created it. Imagine young drivers zipping up and down our highways in modern cars that easily cruise at 80 plus miles an hour. They're used to blind spot systems that tell them another car is approaching. They've learned that they can use the system to make rapid moves in front of cars they are passing. They do this quickly, as they use the blind spot indicator to time their move rather than rear view mirrors. I call it a failure to look over their shoulders. Why does it matter? Mostly it works, until it doesn't. Most don't realize it, but this pattern has become a killer. Many of the accidents that occur today are triggered by this behavior. How does this apply to investing? I perceive that young analysts, who don't have decades of experience, are doing the same thing. They use modern technical signals and ignore, fail to look over their shoulders, situations that could cause a calamity. So they blame events on black swans rather than realize something behind them is happening. The reason I enjoyed your article, Erez, is that you are looking over your shoulder, and in doing so have helped me, and others, I suspect, understand what is happening. Most observers will blame things on President Donald Trump and the Iran war, when it's much deeper than that. The war is just a trigger. Please note, the investments in our Porter & Company top positions should not be considered current recommendations. These positions are the best performers across our publications, and the securities listed may, or may not, be above the current buy-up to price. To learn more, visit the current recommendations page of the relevant service, here. To gain access or to learn more about our current recommendations, call our customer care team at 888-610-8895 or internationally at +1-443-815-4447. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue.